Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Faith in the Power. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Open in the Scriptures, please, with me this evening to 1 Corinthians, the first chapter. Last week, we talked about faith in the power of God, and we talked about healing power. And then on this passage, we looked in the second chapter of 1 Corinthians, but I want you to back up into the first chapter, 1 Corinthians chapter 1. The Spirit of God through Paul, in verse 18, he said, "The preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness. But to us, which are saved, it is the power of God." How many understand there's a connection between the Word of God and the power of God? Yes. Everything God made by His power, He made by the agency of His Word. He spoke, and it was. So this tells you something here. Man, there's so much light in every word and every phrase. But what if somebody thinks the gospel and the Word of God is just dumb and foolish? They just revealed that they are perishing. They're on their way to destruction. Sad. They think they're so smart. But for people who have some understanding, they just got through telling you, "I'm on my way to destruction. I'm perishing." Wow. Not the will of God. It's not His will that any should perish. But how many in here have a small opinion of the Word of God or think it's foolishness?
No.
Or how many in here think the gospel is the power of God?
Yes.
It's the power of God.
Yes.
It's the power of God.
Yes.
Unto salvation.
Amen.
To everybody that believes.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory to
God. Said out loud, the gospel, is the greatest.
It is.
It is. The power of God. Unto salvation.
To
everyone. That believes.
Believe.
You believe?
Yes.
Then you're not perishing.
No. That's right.
You don't think this book is dumb?
No.
Hallelujah. He said, skip down to verse 21, "After that in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God, it pleased God by the foolishness of preaching," that's what men call it, "to save them that believe." Whether folks think so or not, we need preachers. And we need preaching. It is the way God has ordained that people get saved.
Amen.
Anybody in here saved tonight? Come on, let me see.
Yes.
How did you get saved?
Preacher.
You heard something.
Right.
You heard something. You believed it.
Mm-hmm.
You acted on it. That's why the Scripture says, "How beautiful are the feet of them
Amen.
That bring that good news." Hallelujah.
Yes.
God has ordained that it happened through what the world counts utter foolishness. But it's not foolishness.
No.
It's the power of God. It's the power of God. Verse 22, and I want you to notice, "For the Jews require a sign, and the Greeks seek after wisdom." He mentions two groups of people. The Jews, which were God's people and supposed to be God's people, are seeking after a miraculous sign. They want to see something supernatural, he said. They want to see something spectacular, something not natural. But the Greeks, they're educated beyond all that. Sounds like some other folks, don't they? They're seeking after wisdom and knowledge and understanding and deep thought and in-depth speculation and consideration and reasoning and logic and They want you to dazzle them with your intellect. Are those two groups still in the earth?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There's a group not looking for miracles. They're looking for knowledge and wisdom. And there's a group that's not looking for knowledge and wisdom. They're looking for power manifested. It depends on where you go in the world. You go to a university town, what are you probably going to hear?
Knowledge.
About the knowledge and the wisdom. You go to a tribe in Africa that's grew up with witch doctors. Come on, are you listening? What are they going to want to see? They want to hear you give a fancy speech? No. We know that witch doctor, what's his name, can put the hoodoo on you. Show us what you got. Right? And there's people who don't even believe in that. But people that have grown up around groups of people who do believe in the supernatural know it's a reality.
Yes.
They know it.
Yes.
But people who didn't, they've been convinced by the enemy that there is no devil.
Yeah.
And there's no God, there's no spirit, there's no angel, and they live in that delusion.
Yeah.
Two groups. He went on to say, but unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks. Is that you?
Yep.
Anybody called in here?
Yes.
Christ is the power of God.
Amen.
And Christ Amen. Is the wisdom of God.
Yes.
You needing some wisdom? Jesus is it.
Yes.
You looking for some power?
Yes.
Jesus is it.
Amen.
He is the wisdom.
Right.
And He is the power.
Amen.
And the gospel is all about Him.
Amen.
Oh, somebody say glory to God.
Glory.
He said, because the foolishness of God is wiser than men. And the weakness of God is stronger than men. I mean, the weakest thing God comes up with blows men, what they call, strong away. You see, you're calling, brethren, how not many wise after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble. God's chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and He's chosen the weak things of the world to confound the mighty.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Now skip on down to chapter 2. He continued, Paul said, brethren, when I came to you, I came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom declaring to you the testimony of God. I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and Him crucified. I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. Somebody say, demonstration, say it with me, demonstration of the Spirit and of power. Need to say it another time or two. Demonstration of the Spirit and of power. One more time. Demonstration of the Spirit and of power. Does the Spirit of God demonstrate things? Well, that's what a sign is. A sign is a demonstration. A manifestation, a demonstration, and of power. Paul was an educated man. He grew up at the feet of Gamaliel, who was the foremost authority on the law in his area, in his region where they lived and grew up. And so he was very studious for many years. But he found out when he met Jesus on the road to Damascus, and he saw a light from heaven, hallelujah, and he fell in the middle of the road and said, Lord, what would you have me to do? He come to realize it was about more than just a head full of stuff. There was more reality than just books and endless study and learning and endless teaching. There is the reality of the person of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
There is the reality of the presence of the Almighty.
Amen.
There is the reality of the power of God. Amen. And he said, when I came to you, when I came to Corinth, and I preached to you, I was not relying on my education, or my ability as a speaker, or how much I knew. I was counting on the Spirit of God to show up and demonstrate what we're talking about. I was counting. I was relying on the power of God to manifest and confirm the word I was preaching.
That's right.
Read the next verse. Why? That or in, he did, I did that in order that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Every child ought to have the opportunity and the privilege of growing up in a home where the Spirit of God is manifested.
Yes,
and coming to church, in a church where the Spirit of God is manifested in the children's classes and in the services and on the grounds. So that when they get old enough and people begin to ask them at school and then later at college, you know, about what they believe about this God, they do not just start spouting off about what their preachers teach and believe. Come on, are y'all with me? They do not just make vague references to I grew up such and such faith. No, they should have had multiple encounters with the Spirit of God, with the power of God, born again by the power of God, filled by the Holy Spirit, healed many times through their life by the power of God, delivered and helped and quickened many times, many times, many times. So that then they're not talking about some abstract theory of religion and belief. They're able to be a true witness of what they themselves have experienced in the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
So then their faith is not in the wisdom of men in their denomination, in their church, their pastors, or their parents. What my parents know and believe. No, their faith is in the power of God that they have personally experienced.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. You believe it?
Yes.
Nobody can take that away from you. Nobody can take that away from you. Do you have faith in the power of God? Would you like to know more? Would you like to experience more?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Faith in the Power, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org. where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.